there's a difference in what the two official censuses say. But the community grew. This is skipping all this nitty gritty. But it grew, and these families.
Is there a lot of intermarriage?
Right. This is a situation. They married each other. They married cousins. They married distant cousins. And as a result, you know, they have a very closely knit community. They about 1890, when I can't think of this Indian's name out here in Kansas, that raised all this hell. And
is that Geronimo?
No, he has two names. I can't think of what Geronimo. It may have been, but it doesn't sound like Geronimo. But when the cavalry caught him in 1890, whenever this was, he was arrested and brought to a federal outpost up here for imprisonment in Mount Vernon, along with about 8 or 10 of his braves. Some of his braves escaped into the woods, and they never were found, and supposedly they intermarried with some of these people too. This is where you get the Indian aspect of it. Now, how true it is, how you can document it or authenticate it, you know, who knows what went on with that Indian and that girl out in the woods, you know,
right.
And they're both dead. A lot of the names you found prevalent, Reed, Weaver, Snow, River, Sullivan, these are the five predominant names.
And are there certain, because of this intermarriage, maybe I'm joking at him, but are there certain
health problems,
yes,
health,
such
yes.
As
right. One of the things, you can't get anything very authenticated because nobody wants to deal with it.
Really? Nobody's interested?
No, people are interested, but you get until 1940 through 1950, a Methodist group had a mission out there.
Oh.
Okay? And they did a lot of work with them on their health problems and this type of thing. They had some information. There's a Catholic church out there. There's a lot of information in that, but nobody wants to release this for obvious reasons. The latest thing was done by the Mobile General Hospital there, and they were trying to document incidences of heart failure in these individuals to authenticate the children as a result of incest and this type of thing, you know, because supposedly these children are more susceptible to heart failure, they're more susceptible to mental retardation, whatever.
Yeah.
And there is a great deal of that in the area, but how you authenticate it with cold facts, you know, is kind of difficult to do.
Okay.
But here again, we got off the
deep end, but it's the end of the tape, so that's all right.